I want to read a verse, verse 12. It's just one verse. 2 Corinthians 1:12, for our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world and especially toward you. Paul is my hero. People ask me who is my mentor, and while I'm thankful for my dad and seminary professors and lots of people, Paul's really my hero, my mentor. And this is such a stunning statement. The Corinthian church was breaking his heart. The only time he actually says he was depressed was over them. Life was tough. He was suffering. Been chased out of Ephesus. They accused him of suffering for sin. They said he had a secret life of hidden shame. They said he was in the ministry for money. They said he sought sexual favors from women. They said every rotten thing they could say about him. They said his persona, you know, his presence was very unimpressive, and his oratorical ability was absolutely below standard. They said he was a huckster and a con man. They said he had no official letter from the apostles in Jerusalem. They said he was corrupt. They said he was a deceiver. They said he falsified his ministry reports. They said he was proud. They said he was mentally imbalanced. They said he was manipulative. They said he was weak. They said he was evil. False teachers did this to Paul. It was a massive smear campaign. How do you defend yourself? How do you defend yourself? Well, he could have said, well, okay, I need to get a bunch of letters, and I need to send these letters from people who know me. I know Paul. He's a good guy. You're wrong. But where did Paul go? Where did he go to find his defense? I think he went to the highest earthly court, the highest human point he could go. And look at verse 12 again. Here's how he answered. All I can tell you, folks, is this. My boasting is this, the testimony of, and you can see his humility in the plural pronoun, our conscience. He just hates to say the word my. Try to find him saying it. It's just almost impossible. All I can tell you is my conscience is clear. My conscience tells me that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we've conducted